Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today, we're digging into Business Adventures by John Brooks, a collection of New Yorker essays from the 1950s and 60s. Sophie, what made you want to talk about this one?
Oh, because it's the book Bill Gates kept recommending to everyone. And it's not a typical business book. It's more like a series of character studies about people trying to survive in the corporate world. I think you'll love the Edsel story.
The Edsel. That's the car that's famously ugly, right? The one with a vertical grille that looked like a toilet seat.
Exactly. And Brooks doesn't just call it a flop. He shows how Ford spent a fortune on research to find out what average Americans wanted. The car was designed by committee, and it ended up pleasing nobody.
What got me was that the executives were riding high after the Thunderbird and Mustang, so they figured they could manufacture desire. But the market was already shifting to smaller cars. They ignored the signals.
Right. And that's the deeper lesson here. Huge organizations can become dangerously insulated from reality. The most expensive research can't buy you humility or intuition.
Then there's the insider trading story with Texas Gulf Sulfur. In 1963, they discovered a massive copper and zinc deposit in Canada, and the executives bought stock before the news got out.
The SEC charged them, and the Supreme Court ended up changing the rules. Now, any material information has to be public before insiders can trade. But what Brooks focuses on is how those executives didn't see themselves as criminals.
They thought they were just being smart, capitalizing on their own hard work. There's this disconnect between public perception and private justification. The line between cleverness and corruption can be invisible.
Then there's the Piggly Wiggly squeeze from the 1920s. The founder tried to fight off short sellers by cornering his own stock, and he actually won for a moment until the stock exchange changed the rules to stop him.
So the referees rewrote the rules because the wrong player was winning. It shows the market isn't neutral. It's a game of power and psychology.
And then you have Xerox, the anti-Edsel. The 914 copier was a technical marvel, but it was huge, expensive, and prone to breaking. Nobody wanted to buy it.
Right. The turning point was when they switched from selling to leasing, charging per copy. That unlocked the demand. Their CEO, Joseph Wilson, gambled the whole company on it.
He withstood pressure from his board and bankers. That's the rarest quality, the ability to keep believing in the product when everyone else is skeptical.
And then there's A&P, the grocery giant that was the largest retailer in the world. But they got complacent and missed the rise of supermarkets. They became a prisoner of their own success.
That's the tragedy of institutional blindness. Success breeds inertia, and the biggest companies are often the most vulnerable to disruption. It's still true today.
I also loved that essay about computers from the 1960s. Brooks basically predicted the information divide, the loss of human judgment, and the tyranny of data. He wasn't anti-tech, but he was skeptical that every human problem can be solved by a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
And that skepticism runs through the whole book. He even profiles the Federal Reserve and shows that their choices about interest rates are based more on intuition than on perfect models.
The whole book reads like a wise, witty uncle telling you the real story. There are no formulas, just a profound respect for the messiness of business.
Yeah, it's a guide to understanding, not a guide to winning. He teaches you to be humble about your plans because the future is unpredictable.
The one thing I'm taking away is that business is fundamentally human drama. Every stock price and quarterly report is a result of decisions, emotions, ego, and sometimes plain luck.
And if you want to dive deeper into more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access, plus infographics on many titles.
That's a great way to keep exploring. This one really is a classic.
Business Adventures reminds us that the core of business is still people. It's about the courage to take a risk, the humility to admit a mistake, and the wisdom to know the difference. We'll see you in the next one.